AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. A large tornado hit the tiny northern Illinois town of Fairdale, killing one person, injuring eight, and sweeping homes off their foundations.
It's pretty amazing that, you drive by that every day and all of a sudden it's not there anymore. I watched the storm go behind my house and track this way, and it looked to be at least a half mile in diameter as it went through, so I knew there was going to be a lot of damage.
Sound courtesy WTVO. Radar and reports from train spotters also show the storms produced at the very least one other tornado in northern Illinois. Three damaged survey teams will assess the areas later today. California's Utility Commission has approved a record fine for a deadly gas pipeline explosion. The AP's Ellen Nickmeyer reports.
Utility regulators approved a $1.6 billion penalty for Pacific Gas and Electric Company in connection with a 2010 blast that killed eight people in a suburb of San Francisco. The commissioner said it was the largest fine that the state's ever given out to a utility.
Top U.S. and Cuban diplomats have met in Panama in the highest-level meeting between the two governments in more than a half century. Secretary of State Kerry and Cuba's foreign minister met in Panama City, where the Summit of the Americas kicks off today. The AP's Mark Smith reports the president is poised to drop Cuba from the U.S. list of state sponsors of terrorism.
Lawmakers have been told the State Department's now concluded its review and is recommending Cuba's removal. The president told reporters on the trip he's ready to act quickly. The Cubans have been pressing hard for this step, but the administration's been reluctant to act before settling other issues around the opening of the embassy in Havana.
Authorities say an armed man kidnapped a woman, shot a Census Bureau guard who later died, and led police on a chase through Maryland and Washington before authorities cornered him in an exchange of gunfire that left the suspect and a police officer wounded. This is AP Radio News. Seems a major TV star had some fraternity troubles back in college.
Court record show Mad Men star John Hamm was accused of taking part in a violent 1990 frat hazing. The University of Texas Sigma Nu pledge sued after saying his pants were set on fire. The pledge said Hamm was involved till the very end.
You don't want most of it, you want all of it. And I won't stop until you get all of it.
Criminal record show Hamm was charged with hazing and received probation. He left UT the same semester. I'm Jamie Fryer.
At the Masters, Jim Militello reports Jordan Spieth neared the record for lowest score for one round.
63. Spieth posted an 8-under 64 with an amazing display of shot making at Augusta National. The 21-year-old birdied 8 of the first 14 holes to set off a scramble for the record books. Spieth sits 3 shots up on Charlie Hoffman, Justin Rose, Ernie Els, and Jason Day.
Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro raised bed soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro raised bed soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.